When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Station to Station. Minisode 1, Losses and Liabilities.
Figure I'd find you here.
Hey.
Couldn't sleep?
Couldn't think. It's like the zombie apocalypse inside. I had to fight people just to get up the stairs. Bloody post-grads. One power out, and we might as well ditch civilization as we know it. Oh, did you...
Our samples are fine. Refrigerated them right before the power out.
Oh, good. Don't knock that over. I think that's a catch from last dive.
Oh, right. Jesus. Who leaves their stuff on the floor like that?
I know. It's probably from marine ecology, but...
I think it's trying to make an escape attempt.
Yeah, it's been doing that for a while.
We should help it. I feel you, buddy. This place sucks. They're gonna cut you up into tiny little pieces.
John, they're gonna tag it and release it. It's part of their drive to mark the migration patterns of warm-water cephalopods. So don't be a dick.
Sorry.
Did they get the lights up yet? Because I'm not going back until people stop shouting.
Probably gonna be another half hour. You cold?
I'm fine. Aren't you cold?
I'm okay. You hungry? I brought food.
You brought... Oh god, please don't tell me you looted that from geophysics.
Of course not, I'm not an animal. I raided the canteen like a civilized person.
You're awful. So, you think we're gonna be doing this again next year?
What? Get stuck on the ass end of the North Pacific?
Oh, don't be cute. I mean, like, the whole... this.
I don't know. Why? Do you see yourself doing this?
Well, I got a job offer. Research position, expanding on the current research on 720A, independent, foundation-sponsored. So, they sent me an email before we left. I wanted to have some time to think about it, so I didn't tell you, but then one of the other scientists worked for them, so I talked to her, and I think it's a good facility, and it's really good for paving the way for independent research.
Huh.
And I want to continue this. I want to make a career out of this. And I want you with me. I want us to be a team. Look, I know you're still on the fence, and you don't have to say yes, but maybe you can think about it. Because we make a really good team, and...
Okay.
What? Oh, really?
I said okay.
Wait, are you sure? You don't need time to think about it.
Do you want me on board or not?
You told me you were going back to the States. I didn't want to keep you here.
No, I said I wanted to go. I can stay. I mean, yeah, I'll have to think about the whole moving across the Atlantic thing, but a job offer is a job offer.
Right. Right, yeah.
And you don't have to worry about me changing my mind or not being happy with this.
Oh, no, I just...
Like you said, we make a good team.
Great.
Hey! Hey, you two! What are you doing out there? You're supposed to keep inside.
Yeah, we'll be back in a bit. Just getting some fresh air.
Maybe we should go back. It's so dark out here. You can barely see anything.
There's no moon out.
When are they getting the floodlights back on, anyway?
There was a moon when... There was a moon when I came out here.
I really hope we don't have to double back.
What?
I said, I hope we don't have to double back to the harbor.
Right, I heard. Why is it so dark out here? It's so cold out. Aren't you cold?
You've asked me that already. It's June, Jonathan. It's not cold. Oh, I wanted to look at the stars.
There aren't any stars out.
Don't you think that's weird? There's no clouds. There's no moon. And there's no stars.
What are you talking about?
Where are you going? The door's the other way.
I don't know which way to go. I can barely see anything. Feels like if I keep walking, I'll just walk right into the abyss.
Would you take me with you?
Take you with me?
If you were to leave, would you take me with you?
No. No, you have to stay. You can't come with me for this. You're not supposed to end up here.
I'd miss you.
I'm not going anywhere. I can't.
Would you tell me where to find you?
Why would you want to find me?
I would miss you.
We should go back inside.
John! Do you remember where you are?
Miranda? Miranda, where are you? I have to get to the center. This wasn't how it was supposed to go.
This is Ground Zero.
Hey. Figured you'd be up here.
Hey, couldn't stay inside. Felt like my head was going to explode. One power out, and it might as well be the zombie apocalypse or something.
I refrigerated the lab samples, by the way. You're welcome.
Oh, even the new ones in the wet lab? Oh, I didn't think...
No, the wet lab's fine. They got backup power first thing.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
You not cold?
I'm fine. It's not that cold out. Aren't you cold?
Nah, I'm okay. You want some?
You didn't loot the geophysics, did you?
What? What am I, an animal? I raid the cafeteria like a civilized person.
You're awful. Oh, mind that bucket on the floor. That's from Marine Ecosystems.
Looks like it's trying to make a break for it.
Yeah, it does that. They wanted to tag and release before we hit the second collection point, but the power out hit the systems pretty hard.
Aw, poor thing. You probably think we're gonna cut you up, don't you? We should help it escape.
Oh, don't be a dick. It's for monitoring the migration patterns of warm water cephalopods.
Sounds fun.
So, listen. I was offered a job. Research facility in North London. Exclusive grants for research into 720A. And the bioeffects of neural decay. So there's an office space for rent. They sent me an email before we left. Well, I wanted to have some time to think about it, so I didn't tell you right away, but then one of the other scientists says she's worked with the Foundation, so I talked to her, and I think it's a good facility, and it's really good for paving the way for independent research and...
The stars are wrong. Did you notice that?
Huh? I didn't look. John, I want you with me on this.
You came up to look at the stars. You didn't notice?
Come on, I'm asking you a question. Are you in on this or not?
Maybe. Why me?
Well, we make a good team.
I'm thinking about heading back to the States. I wanted to do a postdoc closer to home.
Oh. Okay. That's fine. Have you decided? When are you leaving? Wait, where are you even going? You said that Cornell had all research positions filled, so I thought you would stay.
I don't know yet. I don't think I'm gonna take the job.
Right. Well, okay. So this is our last trip? What about the work? Are you leaving right away? So is this it? We're just done?
This isn't how it ends, is it?
John, will you turn around for once? Look at me!
How did you want this to end, Miranda?
What?
How did you want this to end? You can't change what happened.
I don't want...
I took the job. I was gonna take the job either way.
No, you were going to go back. You were supposed to go home.
I was home! I was home. It wasn't your fault, but what happened to me...
I didn't want you to leave. I told you to take the job with Malix. I was worried you were feeling suffocated, and the work wasn't going well, and you were never as passionate about this as I was. So I said that I wanted to work alone, so you would take the job. And...
Why do you always do this?
Do what?
You always make me nicer than what I actually was.
You were nice.
Well, I was kind of a dick if we're being honest.
That's not how I remember you. I know it's selfish of me, but it's not how I wanted to remember you.
I know. I know.
But this is just you telling yourself a story. That's all memories are, Miranda.
this ends. I don't know what to do, and I can't trust anyone. And I don't know how this ends.
The stars are wrong. Did you notice?
I did.
So, where are you now?
I don't know you.
Hey! Focus. Where are you now?
I'm very far from home. Will you stay?
I can't really go anywhere. But you need to leave. It's getting dark soon.
I was in the car.
You back with us?
What?
You were out cold for a while. We're almost there.
Station to Station is a production of Procyon Podcast Network. This episode was written by Alex Yoon and directed by Nadine El Amami. Sound engineering by Aaron S. Music by Samantha Jean Rivers. Featuring the voice of Emily Wong, Joe Chang, Hunter Grin, and Nadine El Amami.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.